生命记第一章第十九节，我们照着耶和华我们神所吩咐，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大可怕的旷野，往阿摩利人的地山地去，到了加底斯巴尼亚，我对你们说，你们已经到了耶和华我们神所赐给我们的亚摩利人之山地，看啊，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你的面前，你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你们都就近我来说，我们要先打发人去为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。这话我以为美，就从你们中间选了十二个人，每支派一人，以示他们起身上山去，到四个谷窥探那地。他们手里拿着那地的果子下来，到我们那里回报说，耶和华我们的神所赐给我们的是美地，你们却不肯去，竟违背耶和华你们神的命令，在帐篷内发怨言说，耶和华因为恨我们，所以将我们从埃及领出来，要交在阿摩利人的手中，除灭我们。我们上那里去，我们弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又高又大，城邑又广大又坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚纳住人。我对你们说，不要惊慌，也不要怕他们。在你们面前的耶和华你们的神一必为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样。你们在旷野所行的路，也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同抚养儿子一般。只等你们来到这个地方，你们在这世上却不信耶和华你们的神，他在路上在你们的前面行，为你们找安营的地方，夜间在火柱里，日间在营柱里，指示你们所当行的路。耶和华听见你们的话，就发怒起誓说，这二世代的人连一个也不得见我起誓应许赐给你们列祖的美地，唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒必得看见，并且我要将他所搭过的地赐给他和他的子孙，因为他专心跟随我。耶和华你们的缘故也向我发怒说，你必不得进入那地，而后你认的儿子耶稣亚，你必得进入那地，你要劝勉他，因为他要使以色列人承受那地为业，并且你们的妇人孩子，就是你们所说的被掳掠的而今日不知善恶的儿女，必进入那地，我要将那地赐给你们，他们必得为业，以示你们要转回从红海的路往旷野去。那时你们回答说，我们得罪了耶和华，情愿耶和华我们的神一切所吩咐的上去征战，以致你们个人带着兵器争先上山去了。耶和华吩咐我说，你对他们说，不要上去，也不要征战，因为不在你们中间，因为我不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了，我就告诉你们，你们却不听从，违背耶和华的命令擅自上山去了，往那山地的阿摩利人就出来攻击你们，追赶你们，如风洪一样在西尔西退你们，直到何尔玛，你们便回来在耶和华的面前哭号，耶和华却不听你们的声音，也不听你们的指耳，于是你们在加底斯住了许多日子。我曾经有个年轻人去爬山。
One time there was a young man who went mountain climbing.
他爬了半天，终于爬到山顶。
After a long time, he finally reached a peak.
那么在山顶的高峰上，他看到很优美的风景。
And at the peak, he saw a beautiful scenery.
那么当欣赏这个优美的风景的时候
，And he was looking at the beautiful scenery.
啊，一不小心他滑倒。
Unfortunately, he slipped and fell.
然后他就掉进这个山谷。
And he fell down the mountain.
那么这个身体掉下去的时候
，And as he was falling.
啊，刚好他捉到这个树干。
He was able to grab onto a branch.
啊，没有掉进那个谷底里面。
He didn't fall to the bottom of the valley.
那么当时他松了一口气。
He sighed.
啊，他要想办法怎么。爬上去。
He wanted to figure out how to climb back up.
那么因此他喊着说：“有谁在上面？”
So he called out, "Is anyone up there?"
啊，突然间上面有声音说
：“Suddenly there was a voice up there."
啊，我在这里。
I'm here.
啊，他就问你是谁
？So he asked, "Who are you?"
啊，上面的声音说：“我是主。
”And the voice said, "I'm the Lord."
啊，他就说：“主啊，求你救救我吧。
”He said, "Lord, please save me."
啊，主说你相信我吗
？And Lord asked, "Do you believe in me?"
啊，他说我完全的相信你。
And he said, "I totally believe in you."
那主就说
，And the Lord said,
那好，你放手吧。
Then let go.
啊，他说什么
？He said, "What?"
啊，主说你放手吧。
He said, "Let go."
那么等了一阵子
，And after a while,
啊，他说。上面还有其他的人。
He said, "Anyone else up there?"
生命记一开始就把以色列人基本的问题暴露出来。
And Deuteronomy at the beginning tells of people's basic problem.
啊，这个问题就是因为以色列人对神认识的肤浅。
And the problem is that the Israelites had a very shallow knowledge of God.
然后直到他们不顺从神。
Therefore, they do not obey God.
也不相信神必定会应许应验他的应许。
And they do not believe that God would accomplish His promise.
然后以色列人一意自行己路。
And the Israelites walking their own ways.
自以为是。
They thought too much of themselves.
然后结果做出了一连串的决定。
And they made a series of bad choices.
为自己的不幸付上一个很大的一个代价。
And they paid a great cost, great price for their disbelief.
那本来他们很快就要进入迦南地。
Initially, they were going to enter the land of Canaan quickly.
啊，当时他们自以为是。
But they thought too highly of themselves.
啊，不相信神所说的。
They did not believe what God told them.
那最后使到他们在旷野里面漂流了40年
，which led to them wandering around in the wilderness for 40 years。
啊，刚才我们所看那段经文啊，回顾以色列在这个加底斯巴尼亚的经历。
And the passage that we just read was the retelling of the Israel's experience in Kadesh Barnea。
啊，以色列人抵达这个加底斯巴尼亚之后
，and after the Israelites arrived Kadesh Barnea，
啊，就提议说派人到那地去窥探
，and they suggested that they send out spies to check out the land。
啊，摩西就同意他们的提议
，and Moses agreed。
啊，就派了十个人去窥探这片土地
，and he sent 12 spies to spy out the land.
那探子回来的时候说，这片土地非常的美好。
And after the spies came back, they said, "Yes, truly, this was a good land."
还带了一些果实回来作为凭据。
And they brought back some of the produce of the land as proof.
那可是除了耶稣亚跟加勒
，Yeah, besides Joshua and Caleb.
那其他的人都缺乏信心。
All the rest lacked faith.
啊，不敢上去攻打那地。
And they were afraid to go and attack this land.
啊，他们认为自己的力量微小。
They thought of their own strength as too small.
啊，不可能战胜这些个子高大的敌人。
It would have been impossible for them to conquer these people who are much bigger than they are.
所以他们对神的带领产生了怀疑。
So they begin to doubt the leading of God.
那甚至对神感到不满。
And even to the point of dissatisfied with God.
那神因此就惩罚他们。
Therefore, God punished them.
认为他们没有资格进去他所应许给他们的地。
And consider them unworthy to enter the promised land.
所以以色列人突然间感到害怕，因为神要惩罚他们。
Suddenly, the Israelites were afraid because God was about to punish them.
他们就争先恐后的上去要攻打这个迦南人。
So they pressed forward to fight against the Amorites.
但是可是神没有与他们同在。
Yet God was not with them.
结果被人打得落荒而逃。
So they were defeated.
流落在旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
And they wandered around in the desert for 40 years.
所以让我们把今天早上所看的经文分成四部分来看。
So let us break up the passage into four different sections.
在《生命记》第一章第十九节到二十节说。
In Deuteronomy 1:19 and 20 it says,
我们照着耶和华我们的神所吩咐的，从何烈山起行，经过你们所看见那大可怕的旷野，往阿摩利人的山地去，到了加底斯巴尼亚。
Then, as the Lord our God commanded us, we set out from Horeb and went toward the hill country of the Amorites through all that vast and dreadful desert that you have seen. And so we reached in Kadesh Barnea.
我对你们说，你们已经到了耶和华我们神所赐给我们的亚摩利人之山地。
I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is about to give us.
看啊，耶和华你的神已将那地摆在你们的面前，你们要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
以色列人离开这个何烈山。
And after, the Israelites left Mount Horeb.
经过这个大可畏的旷野。
And they went through the vast and dreadful desert.
那么来到这个迦南地南边的一个地方。
They came to the southern part of the land of Canaan.
叫加底斯巴尼亚。
And called Kadesh Barnea.
摩西就鼓励他们上去得神为他们所赐的那块地。
And Moses encouraged them to go up and take the land which God has promised.
因为神已经应许他们把这个地要赐给他们。
Because God has already promised to give them the land.
从刚才我们看这段经文，我们看到两个要点。
If we look at the passage, we see two main points.
第一个要点就是要照着神的吩咐去行。
First, it is according to God's command.
所以我们看到那句，你要照耶和华你列祖的神所说的上去得那地为业，这句话说明以色列人必须要完全顺服神的带领。
And so if we look at take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your fathers told you, the Israelites were supposed to obey God completely.
按照他的吩咐去行。
And go, carry out what God has commanded.
那如果又应用在我们的身上的话，
If we're to apply it to our lives,
我们应当相信这位神。
We ought to believe in God.
因为神所说的必定是对的，是最好。
Because what God has said is always right and the best.
但是很多时候我们不敢相信神，使到我们失去他的福分。
Unfortunately, many times we're afraid to believe in God, therefore we lose the blessings that He has for us.
那么第二个要点就是神是最好的保障。
And the second point is that God is the best assurance.
以色列人最害怕的就是那大可畏的旷野和那些个子高大的迦南人。
What the Israelites were afraid of were the vast and dreadful desert and the large Amorites.
那大可畏的旷野是指那个西乃半岛与巴勒斯坦南部之间那个沙漠。
And the desert that they're afraid of is referring to the desert along the Sinai Peninsula.
啊，是一片极大的一个旷野。
It is a great desert.
啊，在《生命记》第八章第十五节还描述到这个旷野的景象。
And in Deuteronomy 8:15, it describes the condition of the desert.
啊，引你经过那大可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地。
He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water.
啊，这个旷野虽然很可怕。
Even though this wilderness was very scary.
啊，但是神说他必与他们同在。
But God says that he will be with them.
神必会安然地带他们度过这个很可怕的一个沙漠。
And God will lead them through this terrible wilderness.
因为神是最好的保障。
Because God is the best assurance.
那么同样的阿摩利人或者迦南人虽然他们的势力很强大。
And likewise, the Amorites or the Canaanites, even though they were strong.
啊，但是这位神是掌管天地万物的主。
But God is in control of heaven and earth.
啊，必定会帮助他们消灭还有抵挡他们的敌人。
He will help them to destroy and to resist their enemies.
啊，以色列人必须要明白三件事情。
The Israelites had to understand three things.
啊，他们必须注目在神的身上。
They must focus on God.
啊，第二，他们必须相信神的应许。
Second, they must believe in God's promise.
相信神会把这个应许之地赐给他们。
And that they must believe that God will give them the promised land.
啊，第三，他们必须相信神必与他们同在。
And thirdly, they must believe that God will be with them.
啊，当神与人同在的时候，人不必惧怕。
And when God is with men, they do not need to fear.
啊，但是很多时候，当我们遇到困难的时候
，Yeah, oftentimes when we face difficulties.
我们不敢相信神会帮助我们度过我们所面对的难关。
We don't believe that God will help us through the difficulties.
所以以色列人来到这个地方叫做加底斯巴尼亚。
So the Israelites came to a place called Kadesh Barnea.
啊，他们要求摩西让他们进去这个地来窥探这个地。
And they asked Moses to send spies into the land.
啊，探地其实是人的意愿。
To spy out the land was man's decision.
啊，以色列人对神的信啊，就是表示他们对神的信心缺乏。
And it shows that they lack faith in God.
啊，不肯上去啊，占领这块地。
They're unwilling to go and take possession of the land.
啊，反而像摩西说，我们要首先去窥探这个地。
Instead, they asked for spies to go in first.
那就好像22节所说。
As it said in verse 22.
你们都就进我说，我们要先打发人去，为我们窥探那地，将我们上去该走何道，必进何城，都回报我们。
Then all of you came to me and said, Let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us and bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to.
那么有些人认为窥探这个地是理所当然的事情。
And some people think that sending in spies is an obvious thing to do.
然后神吩咐以色列人出去打仗。
And God commanded the Israelites to go into battle.
啊，去窥探这个情况是合情合理的。
It's reasonable to go and spy out the land.
啊，但是我们看这些经文处处暗示以色列人缺乏信心。
But we see that the passage is hinting at the Israelites lacking faith.
其实探地是人的意愿。
And actually sending out spies is of men's will.
而不是神的吩咐。
It's not God's command.
啊，探子他们进去探地的时候
，and when the spies went in to spy out the land，
啊，回来报告说，啊，这个地非常的美好。
They came back and reported that the land is wonderful。
啊，刚才我说过，他们并且带了一些果实啊，来作为证据。
And as I mentioned earlier, that they brought back fruit as proof。
但是以色列人觉得这些人个子非常高大。
But the Israelites considered these people as big.
因此他们就不肯进去攻打这地。
And so they were unwilling to go and fight.
你看26节说，你们却不肯上去，竟违背了耶和华你们神的命令。
And in verse 26 it says, but you were unwilling to go up, you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God.
那以色列人不止违背了神的吩咐，圣经还告诉我们，他们在帐篷里面发怨言。
And not only did the Israelites disobey God, they grumbled against God.
发怨言是一个反效果的行动。
Grumbling is the opposite of results.
也就是说，怨言发怨言的人被怨言所苦。
And it's those who the grumblers were bound by their grumbling.
发怨言也是一个消极的行动。
And grumbling is a negative action.
是出于人不信还有背叛的心理。
It's out of a heart of disbelief and rebellion.
人越发怨言，心里面越苦毒。
And the more people grumble, the more bitter their heart becomes.
以色列人埋怨神，还说神恨他们。
The Israelites grumbled against God and even said that God hates them.
想要害死他们。
And wanted them dead.
其实诗人在诗篇106篇25节说。
But the psalmist says in Psalm 106:25,
他们在自己帐篷里发怨言，不听耶和华的声音。
They grumble in their tents and did not obey the Lord.
那诚然，当一个人发怨言的时候，
and when a person grumbled against God,
他不会听到神的声音。
He would not be able to hear God's word.
在第28节说，
and in verse 28 it says,
我们上那里去呢？我们的弟兄使我们的心消化，说那地的民比我们又大又高，诚意又广大和坚固，高得顶天，并且我们在那里看见亚纳主人。
Where can we go? Our brothers have made us lose heart. They say the people are stronger and taller than we are. The cities are large and with walls up to the sky. We even saw the Anakites there.
我们上那里去呢？
Where can we go?
这个问题显示以色列人已经失去了方向。
And this question shows that the Israelites have lost direction.
不知何去何从。
They don't know where they should go.
同时他们心里面感到灰心丧胆。
And also in their hearts they were very discouraged.
这节经文描述到以色列人过分的夸张迦南人强盛的势力。
And here we see that the Israelites over-exaggerated the strength of the Canaanites.
直到他们感到心灰意冷。
Therefore they were dismayed.
失去了这个勇气。
And they lost courage.
这种表现说明他们轻看神的大能。
And such action shows that they belittle God's power.
也显露了他们对神不信的态度。
And it shows their attitude of disbelief.
那虽然以色列人违背神吩咐而埋怨神。
Even though the Israelites disobeyed and complained against God.
摩西肯定他们神必会坚固他们。
Yet Moses affirmed that God will strengthen them.
当我看到这段经文的时候，
When I look at this passage,
我看到摩西是一个很有忍耐的人。
I see Moses as a very patient man.
神已经很生气了。
God was angry already.
摩西还忍耐的来对他们说。
Yet Moses speak to them patiently.
他说不要惊慌，也不要怕他们。在你们面前行那耶和华你们的神为你们征战，正如他在埃及和旷野在你们眼前所行的一样。
Do not be shocked nor fear them. The Lord your God who goes before you will himself fight on your behalf, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes.
你们在旷野所行的路上也曾见耶和华你们的神抚养你们，如同抚养儿子一样，只等他你们来到这个地方。
and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as a man carries his son in all the way which you have walked until you came to this place.
摩西对他们说，神必定会为你们作战。
And Moses told them that God will fight for you.
耶和华是他们的元帅。
God was their general.
当他们离开埃及来到这个红海的时候，
And when they came to the Red Sea in Egypt,
法老王从后面追过来。
The Pharaoh came and chased after them.
他们亲眼看到神怎么与这个法老王的军队作战。
And they personally witnessed how God has fought against Pharaoh.
很短的时间他们就忘记了。
Yet in a short time they forgot.
那么除此之外，神也摩西也对他们说，神必定会抚养他们。
And besides that, Moses told them that God will take care of them.
就好像父母抚养孩子一样。
Just as how parents care for their children.
供应他们的需要。
And provide them all their needs.
那么最后，摩西也告诉他们，神必会引导他们。
And Moses also told them that God will lead them.
就好像这句经文说，在你们面前而行。
And that he's who goes before you.
他们在离开埃及到旷野的时候。
And when they left Egypt and went to the wilderness.
夜间的时候有这个火柱。带领他们。
At night there was the pillar of fire.
那白天的时候有这个营柱引导他们。
And in the morning there, during the day there's the pillar of cloud that led them.
既然神在旷野里面带领他们。
And since God led them in the wilderness.
他必会带领他们进入这个迦南地。
He will lead them into land of Canaan.
然后虽然摩西肯定以色列人神必会坚固他们。
Even though Moses affirmed that God will lead them.
但是他们坚持不信。
Yet they refused to believe.
因为他们的不信使到他们失去神要赐给他们的地。
And because of their unbelief that they lost the land that God has promised them.
不仅如此，他们还要在旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
And not only that, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
其实有一些圣经学者说，如果他们按照神的吩咐去做。
Some Bible scholars said that if they had done according to what God has commanded.
不到两年就可以进去。
Less than 2 years they would have entered.
但是他们必须在旷野里面逗留了40年的时间。
But they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
除了加勒跟耶稣亚可以进去，其他的人都不可以进去。
And so besides Joshua and Caleb, no one else could enter.
加勒跟耶稣亚可以进去，因为圣经告诉我们，因为他们顺从神的吩咐。
Caleb and Joshua were able to enter because they obey God.
我们在41节这么说，那时你们回答说，我们得罪了耶和华，情愿照耶和华我们的神一切所吩咐的上去征战。
Then you replied, we have sinned against the Lord, we will go up and fight as the Lord our God commanded us.
我们看到以色列人好像这个小孩子一样。
And we see that the Israelites were like little children.
因为我们做父母的知道。
As parents we know.
有时候教训孩子的时候，
Sometimes as we discipline our children.
他们知错的时候，下次我不敢。
And after they were found out, they said, "Oh, I won't do it again."
以色列人知道自己得罪了神。
The Israelites realized that they have offended God.
他们就惊慌起来，争先恐后要上去攻打这个迦南人。
So they decided to attack the land of Canaan.
那可是神不与他们同在。
Yet God was not with them.
因此他们被打得落花流水。
And they were soundly defeated.
有一位旧约圣经学者指出以色列人的问题。
And Old Testament scholar pointed out the problem with the Israelites.
他说百姓知道犯了罪。
He said that the people knew that they had sinned.
那么就立刻贸然的要去作战。
And they decided to go and fight.
而不听从神的吩咐，退到旷野去。
and they did not listen to God's command and returned to the wilderness.
啊，他们失去了为耶和华作战的机会。
They lost the opportunity to fight for the Lord.
就想靠着自己的能力去进攻。
They wanted to use their own strength to fight.
所以以色列人自以为是。
So, the Israelites thought highly of themselves.
那突然间充满信心。
Suddenly they were full of confidence.
以为攻打这个迦南人是很容易的事情。
And they thought it an easy thing to fight against the Canaanites.
那以色列人误解了神的心意。
And the Israelites, misunderstood God's will.
以为靠着自己的能力就能够胜过他们的敌人。
They thought that by their own strength they could overcome their enemies.
另外一个旧约圣经学者说，
Another Old Testament scholar said,
他说这个行动说明他们心意漂浮不定。
And, this action showed that their hearts wandered.
啊，从不必要的害怕变成过度的自信。
From unwarranted, fear to overconfidence.
啊，还有一位犹太人的拉比说，
And a Jewish rabbi said,
啊，当神吩咐他们上去的时候，
When God commanded them to go up,
啊，他们却拒绝上去。
They refused to go up.
啊，当神叫他们不要上去的时候，
And, when God commanded them not to go up,
啊，他们又却以为自己已经做好准备了。
They thought they were prepared.
以色列人完全误解了神的心意。
The Israelites misunderstood God's will.
啊，对他所说的话不以为真。
They didn't think that God's words were true.
总是做相反的事情。
They always did the opposite thing.
我们做父母的有时候能够体会到这点。
As parents, sometimes we could, understand this.
所以在第一章第四十三节说。
So in chapter 1 verse 43 it says,
我就告诉了你们却不听从，竟违背耶和华的命令，擅自上山避去了。
So I spoke to you, but you would not listen. Instead, you rebelled against the command of the Lord and acted presumptuously and went up into the hill country.
啊，在这节经文里面有三个动词。
And in this, verse, there are three verbs.
啊，第一个就是不听从。
One is not to, would not listen.
啊，不听从是指不接受、藐视神的吩咐。
Would not listen means, belittling God's word.
啊，这个违背哦，如果在原文看的话，是他们故意违背神的吩咐。
And rebelled against is an intentional action.
啊，还有这个第三个动词是擅自啊，这个读为擅自。
And finally, acted presumptuously.
那擅自是指骄傲、任意而行的那种态度。
And presumptuously is, pride and doing according to your own will.
所以来到46节的时候，这里说，以是你们在加底斯住了许多日子。
So in Deuteronomy 146 it says, and you stayed in Kadesh many days.
如果从原文直接的翻译的话，这句话。
And if you look at the original language,
翻译成这样，以是你们住在加底斯多日，正如多日你们住。
And you stayed in Kadesh many days, all the time you spent there.
那这句话的意思啊，它的意义有点含糊。
And it's very vague,
啊，也没有一个很清楚的一个交代。
It's not clear.
啊，这个是希伯来文这个修辞的一个特色。
It's a rhetorical characteristic of Hebrew.
啊，表示这个作者无意啊，要把它交代清楚。
So, the author intentionally did not want to make it clear.
所以以色列被打败之后，他们住在这个加底斯一段时期。
So after their defeat, they stayed in Kadesh a number of days.
啊，时间多久没有说明。
It's an undisclosed amount of time.
啊，可能是几个月，可能也是更长的时间。
It can be a few months to or longer.
那对以色列人来说
，But for the Israelites，
啊，这个失败的经历使到他们对很多事情都不清楚了。
This defeat clouded many things。
那突然间，他们感到人生那个前途的迷茫。
Suddenly they feel like their life is a blur。
这个就是不幸所带来的惨痛的后果。
And this is sad consequence of disbelief。
希伯来书第十一章第一节到第三节说。
Hebrews 11:1-3 says，
信就是所望之事的设底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen。
古人在这信上得了美好的证据，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神话语造成的，这样所看见的必不是从显然之物造出来的。
For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
还有希伯来书第十一章第六节说。
And Hebrews 11:6 says，
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
不相信神是一个很严重的一个问题。
Not believing God is a serious problem.
主耶稣经常责备那些不相信的人。
And Jesus often rebuked those who did not believe.
在路加福音第八章记载说。
And in Luke chapter 22 verse 23 it records.
有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那里去。
Now, one of those days Jesus and his disciples got into a boat and he said to them, let us go over to the other side of the lake.
他们就开了船，正行的时候耶稣睡着了。
So they launched out, but as they were sailing along, he fell asleep.
湖上突然起了暴风，船浆满了水，甚是危险。
But as they were sailing along, and a fierce gale of wind descended on the lake, and they began to be swamped and be in danger.
门徒来叫醒了他说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。
They came to Jesus and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing.
耶稣醒了，指指那狂风大浪，风浪就止住平静了。
And he got up and rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped and it became calm.
耶稣就对他们说，你们的信心在哪里？
And he said to them, where is your faith?
他们就惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？
They were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, who then is this?
他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
That he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him.
你的信心在哪里？
Where is your faith?
是的，当我们遇到困难的时候。
Yes, when we face problems.
我们的信心在哪里？
Where is our faith?
当我们遇到困难的时候。
And when we face difficulties.
我们是否失去了信心，好像以色列人一样？
Do we lose our faith just like the Israelites?
还是我们相信神会帮助我们度过我们所面对的难关？
Or do we trust in God that he would help us through the difficulties?
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let us quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
么从今天的新闻我们看到不相信神是一个很严重的一个问题。
From today's passage we see that not believing in God is a very serious problem.
我们看到以色列人的不信所带来的后果。
We see the consequence of their disbelief.
盼望今天的经文让我们从中学习。
We hope that we will learn from today's passage.
让我们警惕不信神所得来的后果。
And let us be watchful of the consequence of disbelief.
是的，在我们自己的生命，每一天都面对很多挑战跟问题。
Yes, in our lives, we face many difficulties, challenges, and problems.
但是圣经告诉我们，神是我们最好的一个保障。
But God, the Bible tells us that God is the best assurance.
那圣经也告诉我们，我们要相信他。
And the Bible also tells us to believe in Him.
因为不信是一个很严重的一个问题。
Because disbelief is a serious problem.
那么当门徒在海上遇到这个风暴的时候
，And when the disciples met the storm on the sea.
他们心里面感到忧虑还有惊慌。
They were fearful and worried in their hearts.
但他们不知道那位创造天地万物的神跟他们同在。
They did not know that the creator of heaven and earth was with them.
同样的，每一天这位创造天地万物的主宰。
Likewise, every day, the creator of heaven and earth.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
因此我们不必感到惊慌。
Therefore, we ought not fear.
当我们遇到困难的时候
，When we encounter problems,
我们要相信他。
We ought to believe in him.
因为他是最好的保障。
Because he is the best assurance.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.